Ilitaxinique Executive Director Adriana Kusugak, of Rankin Inlet, was awarded with the King Charles III Coronation Medal for Education by Governor-General Mary Simon in Ottawa on February 21. Kusugak was recognized by the Governor-General for her incredible work in empowering local communities and strengthening Inuit cultural connections. She was informed by the Governor-General's staff that she would be receiving the recognition a couple of weeks in advance of the ceremony, but it was to remain confidential. She said it all didn't seem real to her until she actually went to Rideau Hall in Ottawa and saw the space where the ceremony was going to be held and met some other recipients. "I also didn't realize how big of a deal it was until then," said Kusugak. "The enormity of it didn't hit me until I was actually at the location." Kusugak started with Ilitaxinique in 2011. "Since then, Ilitaxinique has gone through a significant evolution," she said. When she first started with the organization as a program coordinator, it was known as the Nunavut Literacy Council. Then, in 2018, the board of directors asked her to take on the role of the executive director, ED. "It was around that time we really started, I would say, shifting into this new era of what Ilitaxinique is known as today, with traditional learning practices as the main basis of our programming, but how we take a holistic and heart-centered approach to everything we do. The values of Inuit Kaujimijechukangit, traditional knowledge, always guide us in all that we do and how we interact with communities and individuals. That was also the time when our board became an all-Inuit Ilitaxinique board of directors representing the three regions of Nunavut. So, when I stepped into the role of ED, we redefined who we are, what we do and how we do it as an organization. At that point in time, there was very limited funding available for Ilitaxinique. We only had three staff when I stepped into the role of ED and, as of today, we have 65 full-time employees across Nunavut. But, then again, that could be ending, unfortunately, if our ICSF, Indigenous Community Support Fund, ends on March 31. If so, we would lose the early years programming, for parents and caregivers who have new babies aged 0 to 2, which employs more than 40. Kusugak said she always believed in and knew what the potential was for Ilitaxinique. She said it was about surrounding themselves with the right people, the right staff, the right board members and the right supporters to realize that vision and bring it to life. "When we reinvented who we are and what we do at Ilitaxinique, a lot of that groundbreaking work was done by the board and staff. And, it continues to evolve with our ever-growing staff and new board members, so, it's just about, what we kind of say at Ilitaxinique, your vibe attracts your tribe," meaning when people are very passionate individuals, they are very heart-centered, and they believe in the holistic approaches of Inuit Kaujimijechukangit in teaching, learning and training programs. They're willing to serve their communities. They have helped bring Ilitaxinique to life today. That's why I say, this award, to me, it's not mine. It belongs to everyone who is associated with Ilitaxinique because it's been a true team effort to build Ilitaxinique into what it is today. That was the only awkward thing about it. I don't see it as an individual award at all. I've been so privileged to be able to learn from, and work with, elders in a variety of capacities within my various roles with Ilitaxinique, along with all our staff members, the content specialists who support us in our programming, the community members who are all willing to make things available for us to be able to deliver programs in their hometowns, and the belief, support, trust and faith from our Inuit leaders in what we're doing and how we're doing it. That is what makes this award possible for Ilitaxinique. Kusugak said they have built Ilitaxinique up to be a workplace culture that they love walking into and working at every day. She said when you get that amount of joy, gratitude and motivation from the work that you do, you want to continue. "There's a lot of challenges that come with being a not-for-profit, but one of the benefits of it is that we designed and created our workplace at Ilitaxinique as a team, to be how we want it to be. That kind of creative freedom is just not available in a lot of workplaces, so I wouldn't change that for the world." Kusugak said one thing that made receiving the King Charles III Coronation Medal for Education extra special for her, was who she received the medal from. She said it was incredible to be presented with the award by Governor-General Mary Simon. She's a role model of mine. She's somebody we aspire to be at Ilitaxinique. She's someone who embodies the spirit of Ilitaxinique. That made it all so much more special and meaningful coming from her, an Inuk Governor General, the first Indigenous person to hold the office, as opposed to any other Governor General that could have done it.